Shana Vasakha Paratash Mishnah Dalit Ha Pesach Shabbat Bituma. A Pesach that is brought Bituma. If most of Klai Yisrael is Tame on the 14th day of Nisan, the Pesach would be brought even though they are Tame. And the Korban Pesach is regarded as a Korban Sibor, and a Korban Sibor is broad, even if most of the Sibor or most of the Koranim are Tame. Lo Yochlu Mimenu Zavim Vizavim Nidos V'yaldim. Even though the Korban Pesach is being brought to Tumah, however, those that are Tame from being a Zav or a Zava or a Nida or a Yoledes, a woman that is Tame from childbirth, would not be allowed to partake in the Korban Pesach. And that which the Korban Pesach is brought to Tumah is regarding Tumas Hamais. If most of the Tzibur or most of the Koranim are Tame from a Mace, then the Korban Pesach would be brought to Tumah. So those that have become Tame from Mace would be allowed to partake in the Korban Pesach, but those that are Tame from some other Tumah would not be included, and they would be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Vim Achlu Peturim Ikar. However, if somebody who is Tame, such as a Zav or a Zava, would eat from a Korban Pesach that was brought Bitumah, although they were not allowed to eat from it, they would be Pater from Kart. And even though normally, if somebody who is Tame eats from a Korban, he would be Chayav Kart. But in this case, since the Korban is being brought Bitumah, even though only those that are Tame from a Maze are allowed to partake in it, however, if those that are Tame from some other Tumah would partake in the Korban Pesach, they would be Pater from Kari, and only a Korban that is bought Batara would the din be. If somebody who is Tame would eat from it, he would be Chayav Kari. Rabbi Eliezer Piter, Af Al Pi Es Mikdash. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if a Korban Pesach is bought Bituma, and somebody with a Nido or Zava or Yoledes would enter the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, he would be Pater from Kari. Even though normally, if somebody is Tame enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayav Kari. But in this case, since the Korban Pesach is being brought Bituma, and therefore, those that had become Tame from a Maze would enter the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Korban Pesach. So therefore, even if somebody is Tame from a different source and enters the Beis HaMikdash, he would be Pater from Kari. Even though the Hetzer to bring the Korban Pesach Bituma is only for those that are Tame from a Maze, it's not for those that are Tame for other sources, so certainly they would not be allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash Bituma if they are Tame from a Tumah other than the Tumah's Maze. However, if they do go ahead and enter the Beis HaMikdash, they would not be Chayav Kares, and since there is a Hetzer for those that are Tame from a Maze to enter the Beis HaMikdash, if those that are Tame from other sources would enter the Beis HaMikdash, they are Pater from Kares. What are the differences in halacha between the Korban Pesach that was brought while Klai Yisrael was still in Mitzrayim and the Korban Pesach that is brought in the generations after Klai Yisrael had already gone out of Mitzrayim? Pesach Mitzrayim Mikol Mi Ba'asur. The Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael bought the Korban Pesach already on the 10th day of the month. As the Pasuk says, Be'asur Lachodesh Hazeh Ve'yichu. On the 10th of this month, they should buy the animal that is to be used for the Korban Pesach. As opposed to the Korban Pesach that is brought in subsequent generations, they could buy the animal to be used for the Korban Pesach, even on Erev Pesach. V'tan ha'zav ba'agudat ezov, alamashko ba'al shtemizuzov. The Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim required sprinkling of the dam from the Korban with a bound ha'zav on the upper part of the doorpost and on the two side doorposts. As opposed to the Korban Pesach that was brought in the generation after they went out of Mitzrayim, they would sprinkle the dam instead on the mizbeach like a regular korban, not on the doorpost. And the Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim was eaten in haste in one night, on the first night of Pesach. Now the Pesach that is brought after Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim is also eaten only on the first night of Pesach. However, it would not be eaten b'chipazon. They don't have to eat the korban Pesach in haste. Pesach Doros Nohei Kol Shiva. Now the Mefarshim explained that the Mishnah is Chisuri Mechsra. It's missing a phrase over here. And it should say that the Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, the Isser Chameis is only for the first day of Pesach, only for the 15th day of Nisan, the day they went out of Mitzrayim. There would be no Isser from eating Chameis for the following 6 days, as opposed to Pesach Doros, the Pesach that is brought in subsequent generation, the Isser to eat Chameis is all 7 days. Now how do we know that the Isser of Chameis in the Pesach Mitzrayim is only the first day, as the Pasuk says, ולא יאכל חמץ היום אתם יותר. And I read the pasuk, "Belo yachol chametz hayom." Chametz should not be eaten today, meaning the 15th day of Nisan. Only on the 15th day of Nisan was there an iser to eat chametz. However, subsequent generations, the iser to eat chametz is all 7 days of Pesach.